Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as...
Fuck. Shit. Fucking ass. Bullshit. Bitch.
And phrases such as...
You goddamn son of a bitch!
While ranting on about subjects like...
Angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and...
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
But
we cannot
who
win our
Sean
war
Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, once again, it is time for the Sean Kennedy Show. I would be your host, Sean Kennedy, drinking way too much coffee, kicking far too much ass, and not doing it with a single vegetarian bone in my body. Unlike my co-host, Sumerian. Who has quite a few... actually, you don't have any meat eating bones in your body.
No, I don't,
unfortunately. Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay.
I don't know how I survive, actually.
I don't... You know what? I think I do know how you survive.
How's that?
And I've got it. No, because there are people who try to become vegetarians and they get sick.
They do, yes. There's a lot of
people. And you know why that is?
I've known some, yes.
You know why that is?
They can't handle it.
Yes, but there's a biological reason for it. The reason why is there's this book called Eat Right for Your Type, okay? And it's kind of controversial and all the rest of it, but they say this. You don't have blood type O. I fucking promise you, 6 ways from Sunday, you are not blood.
I don't think I do.
No, you have blood, probably blood type AB or whatever the fuck.
I don't have O. I'm pretty sure I don't.
O comes from the original blood type where all the blood type O is the hunter-killer fucking kill 'em, eat 'em, tales of the afternoon blood type is type O.
I'm the mutant.
No, and then they have the, because that's the original blood type, that's the fucking hunter-killer one, and then throughout the centuries, man doesn't need to do that anymore, so there are other blood types. No, it's just we've adapted to different surroundings, right? It's like why everybody wears fucking glasses now.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't really, our eyes aren't super,
They're
dependent.
Used for the same thing anymore.
Yeah, you know, like, can I read the packaging? All right, you know,
I can cook it now.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, that's the big, you're not going to starve if you can't fucking see. Right?
Exactly.
So, this is why, like, blood type O people cannot be vegetarians. It is fucking completely against your blood type.
Yeah.
Now, you, on the other hand, being not blood type O, you have some other liberal fucking blood type, which, you know, is...
Come on in, vegetables.
You've got this fucking left-wing blood type, so I'm like, whatever. Whatever. So that's why. That's why you are able to be a vegetarian, because you've got fucking weak mutant fucking blood, and I've got Puritan fucking awesome blood.
That's right. I can eat dirt and survive, you know?
Yeah, but you wouldn't, because you're too goddamn finicky. I don't want to eat that. It's dirty. How do you eat mushrooms?
Let me wash up
mushrooms.
Yes.
They grow in shit. That's disgusting.
Yeah, well.
It's a shit-grown thing.
I always walk around in shit.
I don't eat their skin. I wear their skin. I eat their insides.
I'm sure I can find a better analogy. I didn't have enough time, damn it.
Tried. Anyway, so before we get any further, including that last wonderful conversation, you are free to distribute any part of this show in all of its forms. You can record it. You can re-record it. You can fucking make music mixes out of it. You can hand it out to people you don't know. You can keep some by the door so when Jehovah's Witnesses knock on their door, you say, you bet. You know what? I believe in what you've told me thanks to the good news. And you know why I believe it? Because I listened to this CD. And it really helped me. You might want to give this to someone or listen to it yourself, because this guy here really agrees in everything that you're saying.
And they'll listen.
And you can also label stuff like Why Scientology is Cool on the CD and then give it to Scientologists. They'll love that shit.
Oh, they'll love it.
going through the IRC tonight, people who have shown the fuck up because they are harder than hard. These guys are harder than Chinese math, which is, incidentally, just the same as every other math because math is a universal language, but it just sounds cool.
It does.
We got APOC, Cow, Misconduct, Poe, Poe in D.C., Shade, SKTVM not here. Wait, that's me.
Wait is here.
/ Nick.
Simpsons up to music.
I'm here now. Smokehouse, that wonder cripple. Zandad, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Angelica Kill Name Foe, whatever. Angelica
Killin' a Mofo.
Killin' a Mofo. Ah, gotcha.
Ah, Killin' a Mofo.
Killin' a Mofo. Angry Monkey, Blung, Catalyst, some cat fucking name. Communist McCann, Copper Dog, Kai 23, Cyborg Chicken. Gotta watch some Borg Chickens. Okay, these weird Linux screensavers you got on the other ones.
Freaking you out?
Yeah, they're fucking tripping me out over here. where are we? Communist McCann, Cyborg Chicken. Good name, though. Damon X, Damon XX. Ooh, that would be Damon X. His girlfriend.
Ooh.
That's like really cool. It's like a cyber marriage.
That is
cool. You know
what
I mean? Cuz you can tell
they're probably
right
sitting beside each other, but
you can tell right away that they're together.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And in a
day and an age where everyone has these left-wing ideals about no, we're not together. We're all independent people, blah blah blah. Fuck off. So that's just cool to see. I like seeing stuff like that. Like, it was really cool when the Dark One took my name. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a fucking archaic thing to do. Like, you get married.
Yeah.
And she has to take, she has to become, she gives up her last name, which was Edwards,
yeah,
to become Kennedy. Now, it's not like she gave up Smith to become, you know, like Cabbage Face. You know, my last name was Cabbage Face.
Thankfully.
But, yeah. It'd be like,
I don't think it would go over as
she's
well.
She's like, oh, God, I have to become Cabbage Face. Hello, Mrs. Cabbage Face. You know, it'll really suck. So, you know, but
it's going to be Mrs. C.
Nevertheless, all the girls that are listening, if you're going to get married and you're wondering, I think I'll keep my own name, you can do that if you want to be like a completely...
It's a sacrifice.
If you want to be like a liberal left-wing bitch, yeah, you can do that. But I'm here to tell you, like, it means a lot to guys. Because we give up every fucking thing else.
And most girls are very traditionalist anyway, and they doing it.
No, they're not. I mean, if they're girls in North America, then yeah. Well, if they're not girls from North America, then yeah, they're probably pretty traditional. Because, like, every other country in the world except for North America has, like, family values and stuff.
Yeah, versus they have some left over, right?
Yeah, we're kind of a bunch of scum fucking maggots over here with, you know, nobody's got any kind of sense of morals or ethics or fuck all. But,
those?
Anyway, before we get too far into it, Dancing Monkey. Look at that, Damon and Damon Exit. You started a whole new fucking thing there. We got Dancing Monkey, Digital Sewage, great name. Don't Panic 42. That's a good one too, from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
Dorky, Dr. Chris. In Ocean, good to see you, man. He's one of our brothers from...
he is. Porn on Beta brother.
Is he a Porn on Beta brother?
Porn on Beta.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh,
guitarist.
Oh,
everyone
is he?
Hassle him.
Oh, okay. That's In Ocean. Okay, yep. I'm good. Frenic, FT Linux, FT Link RX. Good to see you, man. Fud Magnet, Fun with Bridges. Glue, Koji, Maniacs, Griffins, Guardian Super Chicken, Hex Freak, Jibcat, Joe... Who I'm naming tonight. Judging Eagle, K16, Kadath, Kaisi Saul. Hey, Kadath. Hey, Kaisi Saul. Casey Saul. Sorry, didn't get fuck. Kellogg's, Kaxler, Kindling Boy, Kurgan, King ZK, Lento, Marvy. Wow, there's a lot of people.
Marvelous.
There's like 89 people here.
That's a lot for this.
Menarian, Mick J, Hate Pewter.
I hate Pewter.
Fucking Mick J's having issues with his computer here.
Midnight
Guard, Mr. Echo, My Eyes Are Bleeding. Great name.
That's good.
I like the way you put capitalized. Word, so it's
my eyes are bleeding.
Oracle 9, Ox 9, Paladin, Psycho, Ratspoon, Red 5, Rich. Hey, Rich, I still got to get my book from you. I'm not ignoring you. My life
he
is
swears.
Shit. Just bear with me, okay? Ricky Rocket, Rumbling Sky, Shag, Sideslide, Sirdork, Sith, a.k.a. Mr. Wants, Mr. Ants, SK2M, Data Mocker, Sparky Spazer, Spudly, Sparky, shit, man, I haven't seen you forever.
Yeah.
Spudly, Stats, Talisman, Dowdy Cheese, Music I Want, The Bug, Templar, Knight, who's, you know, almost been around as long as Smokey has. Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Wi-Fi, Dickamore, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, World War I Russian Paratrooper, Yerky, Zertroy, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Low.
No. You made it.
I fucking made that shit. I made that shit. So that's cool. So moving right along here, where's I've got too many links.
So last, how to get into the IRC.
Yeah, I think that's where it is. Is that what it is?
Right after the IRC readout.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, you were right.
No.
Where are we with that? That thing you mentioned right now. Yeah. Well, we're right on that.
We're getting on that.
How do we get in the IRC sim?
Well, you can go to the webpage, which is rantradio.com, which has a plethora of fun things to do there and look at.
Yes, because most of it will be how to navigate around.
Exactly. And go to the go to community.
Yes.
And then click on chat, and you'll be in with the best of them. Or you can download MIRC and install that and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Are we still looking for someone to redesign the page?
No. It's all cool. Got it covered.
It's all...
Somebody's working on it.
Oh, yeah.
We've got that covered.
We've got that covered.
We're working on it.
As long as there aren't any, you know, flipper babies.
There won't be a public outcry anymore.
You know, anything. There's only a few flipper babies.
It's only a couple. Just put them in the corner.
What the fuck is going on with
what
this
is
computer?
What's
my ass?
What are
the
you doing?
The new internet account has not been created. Are you sure you want to exit the wizard?
Yes, but, we want to exit
you
the
know,
wizard.
I love that shit.
What are you making? Email?
Shut the fuck up. I'm having fun. Do you need these recording controls?
You can close them, actually.
I can close those out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're confusing you, are they?
I'm having problems with this. I'm getting all
too
fucking...
Too many
windows.
Buttons.
Well, fucking... Sim has his font set by 8 billion to, like, 42,000. He's got the Carl Sagan goddamn
buttons.
Monitor on the goal here. He's like, yeah, I used a microscope to look at my fucking screen. I just like having that much real estate on the goal.
Yeah, I can fit more stuff on it.
Okay, so Photoshop tonight.
Yeah.
What do I got? Come on, Sim.
I got that.
I've got
what
one.
We got? What do we got? What do you got?
I've got one. You ever see those Meat is Murder?
You ever see those ones like
Meat is Murder and Don't Kill Fluffy and fucking Super Nice and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
We want pro-meat fucking banners.
Pro-meat banners.
Pro-meat banners.
Pro-meat placards.
Pro-meat fucking
people.
Billboards. Like, you can do them. There's a number of stuff you can do.
Pro-meat
here. You can
do posters, pro-meat, anything.
You can have, like, pictures of sick dying people and say, he didn't eat his beef. Stuff like that. You can have, like, pictures of fucking, you know... cows with blood on their face and say, you know, stop the cow menace, eat beef, you know, shit like that. The more the better, you know, just, it's a pro.
They're mad because you're not eating them.
Yeah, these cows are mad because, you know, how many, that's what's the funniest fucking shit ever. Yeah. I'm looking at the province, right?
Yeah.
The fucking headline in the province was, 100 cows face slaughter.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
What are we going to do? Save those cows.
Shit, brother. There's more than 100 fucking cows facing.
That's so funny.
That was like, I almost wanted to cut that out.
So ironic.
It was like, they faced slaughter.
You should have. I would have cherished that.
You know,
100 cows face slaughter. Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, my God, they face slaughter.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'm laughing in the
supermarket.
They're not
going to end up on our plate. They're
well,
going to be
they
somewhere
else. Say that. It doesn't even say that they're going to be killed. Well, fuck, dude. We kill, like, we got slaughter houses. We got little,
thousands.
We got cow concentration camps.
We do.
Bovine killing fields, for fuck's sakes, man.
Mr. Cow, just step through this fence, and you'll be led along a little walkway. Just relax.
It was fucked up. You know what the weird thing was? You know what the Nazis did? This is a dangerous part of the show.
When
I start saying...
Danger.
But when I bring out
I'll
the expression...
I'll put on the sirens
like,
or
do you know what the, do you know what the Nazis did? Seriously, apparently they gave the their animals they killed
they gave them aphrodisiacs.
They gave them sedatives. They said they gave them sedatives so it wouldn't be painful.
That's nice.
Apparently, yeah. They also their big thing was that banning that whole
Almighty White of them.
that whole kosher thing was not kosher. And like that's really fucking grim, eh? That whole
they
kosher
gave them sedatives before they killed them.
Well, no, because kosher meat you have to bleed it out. So you fucking slit this cow's throat and let him wander around the fucking room until he dies.
That's right, no sedatives, right? They just
which I mean, you know, the cows they kill here, I mean they're freaked out and stuff, but the death is pretty quick.
For the most part, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Unless
I mean,
they mess up.
Well, yeah, unless they fuck up. But it's intended to be you know.
It is set up to be that
air
way.
Hammer, you know, you fucking check out, you know.
Yes.
You know. I mean, sure, there's a lot of Stark Trek.
After a life of misery, it's good that they get killed
quickly. Yeah, you know, lots of your buddy's ass, but yeah, you know.
That's right. Here is
actually,
one of
your Grim Story 101. Grim Story 101.
I'm all up for it.
My
anything about me?
My boss used to work in a fucking on a killing floor.
Oh boy.
And like
that'll harden
you. It was so fucking assembly line. His job was to cut open the cow and scoop out all the intestines
after it's dead. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. But it's only been dead for like 36 seconds by the time he gets it. Because it's hooked up on chains, then it gets killed. And
still
be kind of
twitchy or something,
well,
right?
The really shitty thing was is he cut open the cows, and there'd be baby cows inside the full cows that are still alive. And they fall down into those cheese grater kind of things, and the cow's going like, ah! And it's all getting, like, chewed up. And I'm like, damn. That's a waste of some good veal there.
Oh, man. You know? Kill before it's prime.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? It should have been fed and kept in a box and fed milk so it can fucking...
Don't worry. It'll be recycled and fed to other cows.
I'm all for eating meat. I really am. I'm not really too into the conditions which cows are kept in, though. That fucking greed feedlot kind of thing.
Just put a happy cow in the cover and you're good.
Right? I'll pay an extra $2 for my steak if I know the cow didn't live a life of shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a complete monster over here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they
shit.
They can graze in the fields, and you'll be happier.
Well, there's
a lot
of organic cows, right? There's a lot of, well, as opposed to the completely
plastic.
You know, the ones that, those mechanical bulls, after they're done, fuck, they're in the slaughterhouse.
They're hard. They're hard in the teeth, but
yeah, you know, but
they cost less.
If you can get them down range, they're good to go. But no, seriously, like, if you could do that, I mean, I think that'd be a little bit better.
It is.
You're not going to stop eating meat, so you better just come up. I think if somebody was to do that, just create, like, some humane method of fucking cow extermination. You need to pay platenia.
Those vat cows. What vat cows?
Clone cows?
Clone vat cows.
Vat clone cows.
Grow them in a tube.
Then we'd have like
conveniently packaged
then
in,
you
a
have
pre-
like,
in a tube.
What if you had like cow paste?
Your cow paste.
Little fucking smiling cow.
Squeeze it out.
What the fuck was that? Was that Oddworld? Did you ever see that game Oddworld where it was dude who was eventually found out all these people were going to be killed and eaten, so because they ran out of food on the planet? It was fucked up.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. That's where we're at. It's all pro-meat. And the more outrageous, the better. If you want to have, like, you know, whatever.
Of course, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Isn't
piss
it?
Off the vegans. That's the plan here.
Because they don't have enough to be mad about.
You know a movie I watched the other day? This is getting back into Sean's life here. You know a movie I watched the other day, which I actually really enjoyed?
What was that?
I really enjoyed, up to a point. Well, I watched two movies.
Okay.
There was a robot
like
voice
that.
There was a robot voice. Lies. What?
The station I'm tapping into for our background music, it has actually subverting us now.
Yeah.
It's all lies.
It's
lies.
All lies. Lies. Fuck off. Hey, you, Cylon, shut your fucking whatever it is you got there.
Pang.
Pang. Ow! Give me that shovel. No. What it is...
completely lost my train of thought.
That's movies. What you can tell.
Movies. Two.
Thank you, two of them. I watched Ocean's 11.
Okay.
And The Patriot.
Okay.
Ocean's 11 was cool. Right up, because I'm like, wow, they're going to rob a casino in Vegas. That's impossible.
Cool.
Well, it was really cool up until they started, like, completely fucking with science and completely, like...
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't rob a casino in Vegas because it's fucking impossible. Well, according to them, wogs could do it.
They got more cameras in there than people in there.
Well, no, they just aren't hardcore enough about it, is what it is. It's like, yeah, if you want to rob places, you don't want to kill nobody. Which is, like, bullshit. If you're going to rob for fucking $16 or $160 million...
It's going to happen.
People are going to die. Okay, you're not going to... And they had, like...
People are going to resist.
And a big EMP grenade that went off and knocked out all the power in Las Vegas for 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Because EMPs do that.
Yeah, yeah, just temporary. It kind of comes back up slowly. And
you know, and it was like an unregulated nuclear device or whatever the fuck it was. It was just bizarre. It was fucking bizarre. But, I mean, other than that,
it's for entertainment.
If you turn off the brain, because, you know, it's difficult when you're a tech god. So when you're a tech god, you
watch watching movies.
Well, when you watch Swordfish and Buddy's got this huge coding display and he's coding with two hands and he's all like, yeah, bitch, I'm the one. And you're like, shut the fuck up, guy. You know, I know 12-year-olds that could kick
hard.
Your fucking ass at code. Just,
yeah.
You know, but you got to kind of, okay, Hollywood.
That's right. You just got to think of all the other professions that are watching those movies, like a doctor movie. It's like, yeah, no, I wouldn't cut there. No,
no
that'd
well,
kill him, actually.
You know what's really brutal?
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
Lawyers watching legal films.
Ooh, that must, I can just imagine. Well, because it's probably really bad.
Well, remember that psycho Christian lawyer guy who I was friends with? Hey, lawyer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's right. That's
I was
right.
talking to him about that whole, how do you deal with Matlock? And he just about fucking blew a gasket right there. He's like, okay, lawyers do not give evidence. They do not. They make the witness give evidence. He's going off on wild fucking screaming tangents. You know, it's the Matlock show in that courtroom. Why the fuck is the judge even there? You know? He's got no control in that courtroom. I object. Oh, Mr. Matlock, that's okay.
It's the Matlock show,
it's
right?
Okay. Yeah. It's
doing
fucking,
the dancing and the singing. And
yeah, you know, I mean. Fuck.
Judges just watching it all.
Judges are fucking Nazis in their courtroom, man. They know exactly
they
what the fuck. Yeah, they
rule.
Yeah, they will fucking, they can bail or shoot this cocksucker. Seriously.
Okay, like, sir.
You betcha. Walks out they go. Half of them are drunk.
They just make up rules, and they can't.
Like, well, because they're contempt, you're fucked, bye. I don't like your t-shirt, you're gone.
Yep.
You know, oh yeah, they're fucking God.
Sentence
when on that
is whatever I say.
Yeah, hang on, you know, Gary Gygax, your sentence is 20. You know, I mean, fuck, you're done. You know, not cool, you're out of the fucking picture. But anyway, where was I going? Okay, so Ocean's 11 was one movie.
Yep.
The other movie which I really enjoyed was The Patriot. With Mel Gibson.
Okay, what was you have to refresh
that's,
me on that?
That's
last, may or not seen.
That's Last of the Braveheart Mohicans is okay. What that one is. That's hi, I'm Mel Gibson, and
I'm thinking of the Postman one.
The Postman is that's after the bomb Waterworld.
Post-apocalyptic Waterworld.
That's Waterworld on the Prairie.
After dried out, yeah. Waterworld all dried out.
Yeah, it's Waterless World.
Waterless World.
That's what Waterworld was, or Death to the Xerox employees. But anyway, because no shit, the main bad guy used to be a Xerox repairman. No shit.
Oh, I don't remember that.
On the Postman, yeah, he goes, you know what I used to do? I repaired photocopiers. I'm like, oh my God! He's a fucking photocopier! He's a wog! Anyway, he had made up this big fucking army, and I'm like, damn, I'd be so that guy. I also watched I also watched Apocalypse Now Redux.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that version of it.
Okay, in the version of the other one, there's like a bunch of silhouette shots of Colonel Kurt standing there.
Yeah, with like shadows on his face.
No, but you see like his full body outline.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see that body outline, you'll go, wow, that looks a lot like Sean. Like, it looks almost...
Really?
Really. I'm like, wow. Holy shit, does that ever look like me? Because, except for the shaved head.
Yeah.
Right? But the way his body type is, I'm like...
Well, another haircut and you'd be there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
So I'm like, whoa, that was fucked up. You know, and he's all sitting there and he's saying his shit.
Rubbing his head.
You know, he's all... Yeah, but the Redux is really cool. There's a lot of
good stuff.
Oh, yeah. They cut some shit out of that movie that should have been cut out, but they cut some shit out of that movie. There's no way they should have cut that out. It totally changes the film.
Wow.
Like it gives you more insight. In the shortened version, you're like, wow, Colonel Kurtz is a whack job.
Yeah.
And in the long version, you're like, wow, Colonel Kurtz knows exactly what the fuck he's doing.
Because, it doesn't really explain a lot of background.
No.
He looks, well, how else would he gather this massive
army? Yeah.
It's like, he must have done something pretty cool.
Well, that's what he did. And one of the things
natives.
He was talking about that... He said that as long as in Vietnam, as long as Americans are limited to 1-year tours, they'll only just be tourists here.
Yeah.
So then he was talking about having troops on the ground to completely integrate, to completely absorb the nation's army. And this is the fucked up thing. This gets back to the Patriot as well. Because they're talking about how the militia, which is American militia is different from Canadian militia. American militia is like Joe and Murray down the street keep AKs in their fucking closet, go out and kick ass on the weekends.
Yeah.
Okay, with all their other buddies. And this is not regulated at all.
That's
okay.
Right. They get all the guns they can legally or illegally get their hands on.
They go completely batshit. I mean, to be honest, from that Michael Moore movie,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are the militia.
Even with those militia guys, who he portrayed as being complete fucking clowns, okay,
yeah.
Who would you rather hang out with, Michael Moore or those guys? They probably have a really good time. You know, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that one chick, the sexy chick with the kid playing with the guns, I thought she was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a sexy bitch right there. That's a fucking good woman right there. You know what I mean? But anyway, it seems that, like, the future warfare, because you got standard warfare, and the Patriots shows it off really weird. You have standard warfare, we have, you know, lines of troops and ranks and flanking and fucking line up, and they all shoot at each other and all the rest of it, right?
Yep.
Now, rules of warfare have changed a lot since that day and age. But when it's a straight-up firefight where armies versus armies, it's pretty much, it's kind of changed, but it kind of hasn't. You know, I mean, you don't line up and shoot.
It's always been the same different weapons. But yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing is where people get confused is they look at special forces like the Green Berets and stuff like that, and they think, oh, okay, they're just special forces army, so they do more of what the army does, only, you know, they do it in strike teams and
they
stuff like that.
They got better weapons.
Yeah. Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
What the special forces teams are is they're not actually... It's better to think of them instead of being as being really elite soldiers. It's better to think of them as being really hard-ass spies. Because that's actually what it is. That is the face of modern espionage and warfare. Because espionage and warfare are very closely linked. Money is always involved with war. I mean, wars are usually fought over resources or land or what have you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's essentially an information war. And the special forces of today have to be able to go in, integrate, raise an army, blah, 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 all that kind of shit. And the conventional army fucking hate the special forces because they keep losing all their best soldiers to these fucking elitist assholes who nobody's got a yoke on. They point them in a direction, fire and forget, and they go off and, you know, 20 guys kill 600, and they're like, well, that's fucking bullshit because then that's going to fuck our budget, blah, 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 blah. And that's what it turns into is this huge yard fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Both fighting for the same side. They both just want more
but
money.
But it's politics.
Yeah.
It's always politics. That's always what the fuck the problem is. But anyway, The Patriot, once again, great movie because he gets to fight with a tomahawk in it.
Uh-huh.
And there's some bitchin' ass tomahawk fight sequences in that movie. I'm like, wow, fucking cool. There's a lot of flag waving, which is to be expected. And
The Patriot, you say?
Yeah, well, you know, it got a little excessive to some points. But you know what? Why not? I'm not an American. You know, but if I saw a Canadian film where someone was doing that, I'd be all gung-ho for that shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. The only reason why we don't have shit like that is because, well, we're Canadian and our government sucks.
I think the last one was, like, Canadian bacon.
No, the last one was a beer commercial, actually. The most patriotic shit that's been done
beer
commercials. The I Am Joe, I Am Canadian, followed by the new national anthem they just made up on this beer commercial. I mean, fuck, it's
pretty
the most patriotic shit we
sad.
Do. Well, it is kind of sad, you know, because it sends kind of a message to the world. You know, like a lot of, like there's a lot of...
We're drunk and proud.
You know, or... Hey, how's it going? You know, and not fucking cool. I mean, I'm pretty proud to be Canadian, I suppose you could say. Like, I'm proud...
Some good stuff up here.
I kind of think of the whole thing as North America. I can't really draw a distinction between Canada and the United States. I mean,
Very close.
Well, I used to be really upset that we didn't have some of the United States laws. Now I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're kind of like, we are kind of another state of the U.S. The only thing that stops the U.S. from invading us and completely dominating, they've got enough fucking space in their jails to jail every Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we usually go along with them on everything.
And
so it's like, I'll leave them alone.
Except for this last bullshit where John Kretchen, and I fucking just about threw the whole goddamn newspaper like around. I mean, sitting at Starbucks, right? Liberal Center. And I'm sitting there, and he's got this big article in there. He goes, see how they did not find any weapons of mass destruction? We were right. Ha, ha, ha. I said we shouldn't go in, and we shouldn't go in. Ha, ha. We were right. Fuck you. Now, talk about adding insult to fucking injury.
He didn't need to say that, right?
Well, not only that, but it's like, if you're in a scrap, I'm going to back you. I'm not going to sit there and go, well, wait now, what are you doing now? You know, well, this guy said he's going to fucking fuck my girlfriend. Well, does he actually have the capability to fuck your girlfriend? Like, has he put a move on your girlfriend? Or is he just posturing? No, you fucking smack his ass.
And they're going to remember it next time. The states are going to go,
you know,
they didn't help us out last time, and then they laughed at us afterwards.
And the people, people are sitting there, and if I had an American come up to me and goes, yeah, you're fucking, you never backed us, I'd be like, small, just hang on. Actually, if you go look at my van right now, it says, I support my allies, and has a picture of an American flag, a Canadian flag, and a British flag, okay? I supported you wholeheartedly. Okay, my government are a bunch of left-wing fuckwads who are trying to create a socialist state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for people who don't want to, work, they just want to, go on welfare and go to university their entire lives. Yeah, those fucking people, they piss me off. But whatever, that's fine. That's fine. Just because I want, my brain has just taken a shit. The guy who wrote Starship Troopers, Robert Heinlein. Just because I want Robert Heinlein to be, like, the Warhammer 40K Emperor of the Universe. Just because that's what I want.
He can be my king.
Yeah. So, speaking of socialism, my socialist body has been taking a beating from my right-wing mind.
Okay.
They've been going on strike. They've been fucking with me. But starting 2 weeks ago. But last week was the first hard-edge week on that shit.
You've been beating them down with fire hoses?
Well, what I've been doing is I've been swimming, right? People know that I was swimming. I was doing 500 meters a day.
Yeah.
Well, then on Friday, I took a decisive maneuver which really beat down the socialist fat in my body.
Yeah.
All the fucking weak liberal shit in my body. I got all that out of there.
What'd you do?
Well, you must understand that the pool I swim at, where I do my 500 meters every day in laps, right?
Yes.
That pool is 10 miles from my house. I've mapped it out exactly with my little odometer and my fucked up truck where I, you know, that's 16 clicks, 1.6 is 10 miles. Okay, yeah, there we go. Because everyone still uses miles up here. It's not my fault. Anyway, so it's 10 miles exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit more than 10 miles, actually. But anyway,
give or take.
Well, we'll say 10 miles. So on Friday, I decided, okay, I'm going to bike to the pool 10 miles, swim my 500 meters, and then bike back. I'm going to do all this before I eat in the morning.
Before 6 a.m.
No, well, I don't give myself a timing like that because I work at nights, right? So I get up on Friday, and I really didn't want to work out. Like, it was one of those, fuck you.
You never do.
Well, sometimes you do. Yeah. Like, if you watch a couple of really good action movies and shit.
Yeah, you're
like
pumped.
And,
yeah.
You know, listen to the Black Hawk Down soundtrack.
I'm hard, too.
Yeah, you're all like fucking, I'm badass. You know, ooh-ah, you know. Yeah. Read a couple Green Beret books. You're like, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. You know, look at me go. I'm a fucking hardened killer, elite soldier right here. Anyway, so I'm like, all right. So on Friday, I bike there.
Yeah.
Swim my 500 meters.
Yeah.
Crawl out of the pool. Okay.
The good thing is you got to swallow your pride and bike back.
Yeah, well.
Can you
go
pick me up,
buddy? I was actually feeling okay.
Yeah?
Did the 500 meters. Yeah, I was feeling okay. Good. Had a protein shake while I was there, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm going to need to put something in my body, otherwise I'm
going.
You
got to. After swimming, you just feel like, you're empty.
Well, I got a Camelback, so I'm draining water. Like, if you don't drink water, you're fucking dead. Okay,
yeah.
You won't make it up the hills, man. You're done. So, then this morning, I get up, and I bike back, and I made it. I made it. I was good.
Good.
Because it isn't all flat terrain here. We got, like, hills and shit. We're in BC, okay? So, I'm like, all right. Fuck. So today I'm really proud of me. You know, today was my personal best because I got up, I cycled there 10 miles.
Yeah.
And today I did 1,000 fucking meters.
Up in the ante.
Up in the ante. I went up because I want to get up to 5,000 meters.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be. But I did. I swam a kilometer. So I biked 32 kilometers. Sounds cooler when you say it that way.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, biked 32 kilometers. I swam a click. And then I fucking biked another 32 kilometers back.
Yeah.
And then I fucking ate lunch. Then I went outside and kicked my dog around for a while. Because he was like, all right, let's go play. So I'm like, I'll just play now. You know, he meets me. He's like, oh, I was just sleeping. You want to throw the ball for me? Sure.
I get first a slingshot off, and golf just, balls.
I'll be go right on that. Just as soon as I can swing my leg over this bike and get off. Just hang on. Here we go. Leg's coming up. Thud, fall over on the ground. Yeah, got off the bike. That's a good sign. So, so that's where I'm at right now. So I'm actually making
good stuff. Making
headway. Yeah. You know,
feeling good?
Feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
Feeling better, yeah.
Because I know when you work out, you feel better overall. You just feel strong. You feel, like, tight.
You feel like you have a right-wing mindset. That's what it is. It's eliminating all the bullshit from your body. Pain is just a weakness leaving your body. That's what it is, okay? You've got to get past that. Now, you don't want to go too hardcore into it. Like, namely,
it'll consume your body. It'll consume your whole life.
You've got to do a little bit of research, and your body is pretty incredible, actually. Your body can adapt to just about anything, but you want to make sure that you before you make a major thrust like that, like I was altering, you got to alter your diet. You got to cut out all the shit. You got to fucking, eat a lot of protein.
Right.
I'm eating so many. Like,
got to give it fuel.
Oh, seriously,
to do
chicken,
all this stuff, right?
Like, adult chickens tell baby chickens, like, horror stories about me, because I've been eating so much chicken lately.
He will come.
Oh, yes, he's the great chicken killer. Oh, yeah, fucking brutal. Brutal. But onto that, doing the physical fitness thing, I got a thing sent to me from SideSlide about the hacker diet.
The hacker diet?
No
is that,
shit.
Is that, like, chips
this is an
in
actual
front of
diet thing. This isn't a gag thing. This is the guy who invented AutoCAD. The guy who invented AutoCAD. He's an engineer.
He would know.
And he approached the problem of... And this is so funny because both Sim and I know a really hardcore electrical engineer.
Oh, yeah.
And He approached it as an engineering problem where he looked at all his variables and he had to alter it, so he broke out his slide ruler and figured out a diagram. Yeah, it's fucking funny.
So this is totally formulated. It's like,
yeah, yeah. Here's the link for it. It says, you were talking about getting in shape and shit. Just from side slide. You were talking about shape and shit on the show tonight, which would be last show. Yep. Figured I'd toss this your way. It's a diet done by the dude who started AutoCAD. He approached the weight loss as an engineering problem as opposed to the foo-foo bullshit you usually see these dumbass books. Anyway, here's the link. It's pretty damn shocking how much sense the dude actually makes. And most of it's all free. You can download it, check it out. Nice. Now, this is for, like, IT dudes who want to, you know, lose a few pounds, which yep. is okay. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Most of them need to do that because you sit and you do nothing for at work, and then you go home and you sit in front of the computer again, like me.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, is you gotta bear in mind that one book that I think everybody should check out is that Eat Right for Your Type book. That book is the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, for sure. It makes so much sense because just as not everyone
does, everyone processes stuff differently. That's exactly. why there's different body types. I can't lose weight no matter what I do. Well,
you're probably
maybe
well,
that's
cut
why,
fucking
right?
Wheat and dairy out of your diet right now. I'm not supposed to have any fucking dairy. Yeah. Dairy is the devil. Okay, wheat is also not so.
Preach on, brother.
Yeah. Like, well, think about it. It's really not. Like in back, like if you gave up milk, would it really suck? It would suck because you couldn't have milkshakes or ice cream.
People are used to it. They got it in their
yeah,
food. Yeah,
but like, and they get up in the morning, they have cereal and stuff. But I mean, realistically speaking, if you ditched milk, would you really miss it that much? No. But if you ditched steak, you'd be like, "Fuck you, guy."
See, that's a big change. Yeah.
Yeah, wheat. That's another one. Wheat's only been around for 50 years.
Yeah, right? It's new.
So blood type O, we're really not down with the whole wheat thing.
People are like panicked about these new products that people are engineering together, and just think about wheat. That's not old either, right?
No, it's not.
They just made that.
And the funny thing is like,
people can't process it.
Like with the blood type O, I'm sure that a lot of people, and it's so apparent in this book they were talking about this too, where they say that you can tell blood types O by their personality. They're usually
really?
Yes, they're usually security soldier types, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually have like that whole hunter killer mindset, and it's like. It's underlying currents in your personality. You could be a fucking, you could be a salesman or you could be, you know, a florist.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference, but you can see certain things about your personality type, which are there. It's really interesting. Also, going with that, your exercise program should be different based on your blood type.
Mm-hmm.
Because blood type O, we got it rough.
Yeah.
Because our blood, our exercise program has to be, like, because of our bodies, we're like, you know, essentially we live in a state where we can process meat readily almost at any moment in time.
Right, right.
But we're supposed to work out like psycho hard workouts, high impact, super aerobic. They're
yeah.
really nasty, ugly, hideous Ooh. Workouts. But the funny thing is I feel so much better now because I'm doing all this swimming and biking and I'm all super cool, right?
Yeah.
But then there's other workouts which should be low impact workouts and your body adapts to it better because of your blood.
Right.
So it's an interesting
right.
interesting concept to check it
yeah,
out.
It could be.
I don't think it's gospel. I don't think it's
nothing
should,
is. Nothing is. Right?
But I think that if you integrate that, like I think if you're blood type O, if you integrate Eat Right for Your Type with Body for Life,
yeah.
you're fucking Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, inside of 6-8
months. Something's going to happen.
And Body for Life is a, wow, there's another trippy screensaver over here. Body for Life is also another good book. So check those out. But anyway, another piece of feedback. Yo, Sean! Thanks, man. Talking about getting in shape kept me going. I am in shape, quote unquote, but I have more goals I want to accomplish. I am not a well-oiled machine yet. You've inspired me yet again. Inspired me to give more to myself. Fuck other people. Me, I'm important as well. I've done so much for other people. Time to do stuff for me. You know, it's hard to help out people without getting any recognition. I know it's not all about the recognition, but it sure helps. Yes, and as a matter of fact, it does. It does help a lot. That's why whenever we get little bits of mail from
yeah,
people,
good word.
Say,
help out.
Thanks a
help
lot, out. Or whatever. You know, it's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I have a mountain bike club in Chilliwack.
Really cool.
And if you're interested, please check out and join us. Here's the link. Feel free to spread the word. Keep up the awesome work. His website, She Is Broken. I went there, and unless it's back up now, because I tried to get there. And
it is all good.
Is it there?
It's good to go.
Oh, awesome.
Got a little mountain bike on it there.
Because it was down when I was there earlier. Oh.
Well, it's good.
So
it's
he's
there.
Back up now.
Yep.
Good. So check that out. Very, very cool.
Yep.
And now we're going to move on to we have no actual general news. How very odd.
Oh.
But that's okay. We got lots of Illuminati news coming up because, wow, there's a bunch of shit that's been going on that's just been freaking me out. All over the fucking place. So, but we do have some good halftime music for you. Right after I talk, ask Sim what Sim has. What do you have, Sim?
Let me check it out 1 second. I've been so enthralled with your stories.
This means that I have to keep keep talking rather than drink my Starbucks coffee. This is my first Starbucks coffee I've had in like 2 fucking days.
Yeah? Yeah. Tasting good?
It's definitely picking me up. I'm probably going to be able to sleep tonight. My poor wife is probably going to get fucking... I'm like, hey, honey, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Sean, quit jumping on the bed.
Ranger's going to be like, fuck off, Sean. I'm trying to sleep. Oh, my God, you can talk. But, yeah.
Oh, okay, here's one.
What do you got?
I got an email from a fan. My name is DJ Server, and I will be co-hosting with DJ Morgana a night of metal riff electro-industrial music on the second Friday of every month at the Vatican Nightclub in Toronto. Mm. It's going to be a crazy night with...
I can bike there.
He will be there in 1 week.
I will be. Go, 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 go. Okay.
It's going to be a crazy night with a cyber zombie theme.
Ooh, cool.
I'm actually handcrafting 10 wire mesh paper mache torsos with metallic entrails to hang in the club. We're also going to have scantily clad undead go-go dancers to carry the theme and supply some eye candy. The coolest thing is our first night is Friday the 13th of June.
Nice.
I was wondering if you minded if I splashed your logo on the flyers,
no.
Posters, signage.
No,
we hate
no,
it.
No. Cyber
especially
zombies with
kinda,
Stanley.
Oh,
no.
No, thanks.
No, no. No. What are you fucking kidding? Of course we don't mind.
Of course.
I really appreciate these people fucking asking, though.
It is nice.
Because, like...
It's good that we know about it,
you know,
so we can tell people
about
it. Is
that people
it, right?
wouldn't even fucking ask people like Warner Brothers.
No,
like,
they
no,
would
because we're not...
Just
they're
fucking
not,
steal it.
Just fuck you. Now let's sue your ass. Because they expect us to say yes.
Yeah.
That's why they... And
you wouldn't ask Warner Brothers because they'll say no.
Because they'll say, suck my cock,
no.
You have no money.
That's
you have money?
Exactly.
No? Fuck off.
Exactly.
Which is just bullshit.
And it's just nice giving us a heads up. And
yeah, and we really appreciate that. That's some good shit over here.
Mm-hmm.
That's some really good shit over here.
It was great to. It would be great to give you guys some exposure since many people I've talked to haven't heard of you. That's mysterious.
not really, dude. There's only like... The internet's not big anymore, remember?
That's right. It's gone downhill. Nobody really
we're
uses that.
We're falling rapidly into the ham radio market. Anyway.
I do not require anything in return other than you to keep doing your thing. I attached the front of the event flyer for you to check out if you feel like putting on your site and sending it to your supporters. That would be great, but again, not necessary.
We'll do more than that.
I gotta find a link. I'll find the link and post it in the IRC later.
Can we put a little blurb on our webpage or whatever?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking
go check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be cool. Especially because I don't know how many listeners we got in Toronto. I know we got a few, though. I know we got a few.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool. Love it much.
Somebody found this great screensaver. What it does is turns your background, your actual background with your desktop, into Matrix-like things. And it actually drips your desktop on there. It's very cool. You have to see it.
Really?
Yeah, post in the IRC. Very, very, very cool.
So does it actually, can you still use your desktop while it's going? Or?
Oh, for sure. Like it would take my desktop and turn it sort of greenish and drop it down. It would slowly materialize. Like it has to be seen to be believed. It's that cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, there's some talented assholes. And it's free, of course.
Oh, it's free. Of course. It's on... Or is it on SourceForge, which everything's free on there?
Nicely fucking done. Yeah, set me
very
up.
Very nice. Yeah, I'll send
tight.
That to you.
Sounds tight.
Yeah.
It's probably like 4 bytes or something.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like 3 characters of code.
Very clean. It doesn't use up very... Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't use up very many resources. Totally worth it.
Nice. Fucking cool, man. What else you got?
That is it. We can move on to the halftime Kula music.
Now, halftime Kula music, I don't know if anyone has had a chance to check out Manson's new album yet, but I'm here to fucking tell you. Marilyn Manson is a wog like no other. I've always been a big Manson guy. I've always liked Manson. I saw his Antichrist Superstar tour that I went to, which I've told the stories many, many times. But, I mean, it was a great show. It's probably one of the best concerts I've seen to date.
He is a performer.
The guy is fucking awesome. You know you were at a concert when you go to a Manson show.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Last one he came here, they regulated him pretty heavy because, you know, he's like, you know.
He goes pretty wild.
But this last album, like every album's kind of got a theme. This last album is like, yeah, we're all freaks and we don't like the government. We hate you, so fuck off. It's like the Wog album. And we're gonna play 4 songs. From that album, and they're all strong songs. The whole album is like this.
Yeah.
It's a fucking rad album. Go buy the album. Seriously, you won't. And there's a DVD video on the album.
Really?
Yes, there is. There's a DVD.
Is it like a double, or is it right on the CD? Or
it's on the CD. It's like, nice. You know, special hidden features or whatever.
A lot of artists are coming out with that, putting like total extras on their CDs,
which
and stuff.
Is cool. Yeah, it is, you know, cool. What? And I'm a big fan of.
Put some value into it.
If
right?
there was a big shock rock guy, rock star, I was going to support, it would be Marilyn Manson, because he pisses off everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And,
the and guy,
every time he's spoken, it's like, well,
the
guy is he's down to earth.
The guy's a hardcore right wing guy. He's like, you know, refreshing fascism will take it away. Ah! You know, kill people. I love that shit. It's awesome. The guy, like, switches it on. You know what? Everybody else likes that, too. Nobody likes liberal fucking pansy Gandhi, Sean. They want Colonel Kurtz fucking kill people with a knife in their face.
Yeah, they want you hard.
They don't want that shit. And I'm sorry. All
they
of
want you
out there.
Speak your mind.
All the Templar Knights and fucking all the guys who were there back in the day, and they're going, oh, my God. Sean's coming back. Yes, that's right.
Out of his cocoon.
That's true. I've been making my saving throw, and now we're on the slow path to recovery. So stick around. Check out these tunes. They're really awesome. And lots more fucking news and good stuff coming right up.
It's not quite downloaded.
You suck! You suck! How am I supposed to chew? Like, you're fucking fired. You are fired!
Another minute.
Another minute?
It's not my fault. It's Kazan.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Pass that
it's those
buck
slow tip. People out there.
Well, what the fuck?
I went to the Covenant show.
The Covenant, yes. How did that go?
Last night. Very awesome. Very, very, very cool.
Now, who are Covenant again?
Covenant is an EBM band from...
pretend I'm a retard. What does EBM stand for?
Electronic Body Music. It's
Electronic Body Music?
It's a sub-classification of industrial music.
Jesus Christ. There's so many classifications of music now, I'm starting to get a little pissed off with this.
If you have to define it. If you don't want to define it, well, it's industrial.
Well, how about you give me, like, a couple other bands that I know that they sound like? Because that's what I do. I can usually do that pretty good now. I can take a band and combine two other bands and describe it to someone so they know what it sounds like.
It's like rave music with Depeche Mode on top.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Energetic. Hard music.
So it's kind of like darker rave music kind of thing going on there.
Yeah. But oh, very cool. Clean vocals, right?
Nice, because I'm not much for dirty.
It's not that, right?
Which is funny. You know, it's crazy. You think as being the music as we are, I'd be right into live music.
Yeah.
I fucking hate live music. I fucking hate live music. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was born and raised on clean, fucking, nice, crisp post-production.
These guys'
music.
Albums are great.
Really?
Live, they're better.
Really?
They're absolutely better than
that's
the album.
That's
rare. There's so much energy.
That's rare.
Yeah, yeah. They're from Sweden. And the band before them was from... East Germany, they declared.
They
must be the communists still.
Is that...
Because it's all Germany now, but they still said they're from East Germany.
We're from East Germany. Hello. Were they all...
They
sounded like
awesome,
that?
Too.
Did they sound kind of like that disinterested German thing? Hello, we are from East Germany.
No, he was very excited.
He was all
happy,
excited.
Happy. All the people from, like, Europe, when they come over here, they're like, we are very happy to be here and playing for you, and they smile the whole time. It's so funny.
Because they're all happy. Well, they don't know
they're
probably
so
fuck
happy.
All English, so they'll be just like...
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if we were in Japan. Otiti wada. And you're like, fuck, I hope I'm not fucking this up. Is what you're thinking in your head. I don't
exactly.
know how I'm murdering this motherfucker's language here.
Damn, if they come to your town, see them.
So
great
yeah,
show.
Covenant's a good
fuck.
Show.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Cool.
Performers.
Cool. How are we doing on that download?
We are done. We can start playing.
Okay, so check out these tunes. They fucking rule.
sing along. Everything's been said before, but not to say anymore. But it's all the same, you can ask.
nothing now. I remember what you used to be, somebody that could fucking impress me.
We got fucked there because somebody had one of those little mines running around. I don't know if you run into those when you try to download music and you get like these guys saying, you know, don't download this or don't download that. It's pretty annoying, actually. You know, like that's really going to stop us.
Yeah, we'll just go and get the proper one.
Where the fuck's your head? I'm going to put my headphones on now because we actually...
do it.
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, my headphones are on now. Okay, so we're doing it. But anyway, that's some tracks from Marilyn Manson's new album, which is a fucking rad album.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
If you don't like Marilyn Manson, just like if you're drooling over the garnish, get to the end of the food chain. Okay, right on. So, moving right along, or actually not moving right along. Are we moving right along? Because Sim's like gotten up and he's moved away from his computer. Step away from the computer. What's that? Oh, I see. So, because we don't want to yell at the neighbors.
That's
anyway,
right.
Illuminati news, everything is under control. Now, a lot of people sent me this. Actually, not a lot of people, but I got this from a few people about Walt Disney's greatest plan, their new award-winning multi-billion-dollar plan here. Check this
Woo-hoo.
Out. That is the warning. So Disney is stupid, and the DVD will self-destruct. That is a warning the Walt Disney Company will issue in August when he begins to rent DVDs that, after 2 days, become unplayable and do not have to be returned.
Well, that's convenient.
Disney Home Video at Buena Vista Entertainment will launch a pilot movie rental program in August that uses the self-destructing technology, the company says, on Friday. The disc stops working after a change in color renders them unreadable. They start off red, but when they are taken out of the package, exposure to oxygen turns the coating black and makes it impenetrable by a DVD laser. Buena Vista hopes the technology will let it crack a wider rental market, since they can sell DVDs in stores or almost anywhere without setting up a system to get the discs back. Now, I have two words for you. Varathane spray. Am I the only motherfucker anywhere in there? You can get, like, you know when you paint a model, you get a spray that's perfectly see-through, high-quality varathane spray in a spray can.
Oh, yeah.
So the way this fucking thing works is you crack it, it exposes to oxygen.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. It has to keep being exposed to oxygen to lose it. You crack it, if you want to be really nuts, you can take a tin of varathane spray,
yeah,
put it in a Tupperware container,
yeah,
so that it's sealed, open the DVD sealed container in the varathane solution, pull it through the solution so it never actually touches the air,
yeah,
hang the DVD to dry, and then when you play it, because I don't know if you've ever noticed this, you ever stack two DVDs together, put one DVD on top of another one, they will play. DVDs are pretty robust.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so if you put a clear varathane spray, drag it through the varathane, seals the DVD, hang it to dry, you've now purchased DVDs for $4.
Or you could just rip it.
Yeah, but then you're out the cost. It's actually cheaper to do this.
Yeah, it
would
be,
can
yeah.
of this varathane
Is
costs
it cheap?
You... Yeah, it's like $6. So you pay $6... Yeah, instead of losing valuable DVDs to rip a DVD CPU time, you open a Tupperware, hang it, half an hour later you now own DVDs. Thanks for coming out.
Good deal.
Boy, are you ever fucking stupid. Yeah, your rentals will go up because people are now buying DVDs, and watch your DVD sales go through the goddamn floor.
Or if you don't like the whole plan, you can somehow just expose all the DVDs in the stores to oxygen.
Oh, that's fucking sweet, eh? Well, they probably keep them behind the counter.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, just like they do with the ones I'm sure after Fight Club, that's when people were fucking, you know, magnetizing all their tapes and stuff. That was pretty
they
fun.
They thought a little bit about that. Yeah, they took them off the shelves.
But, yeah, like, seriously, like, there's no reason why you couldn't just do that.
Yeah, you just, if it's unsealed, seal it back up.
Or you could just get, like, if you want to be, that's the hardcore way to open it underwater, or in the Veritan spray, but quite literally.
That's right, you could do it underwater, too.
Well, you could,
like,
but then you got to dry it off.
Underwater, you dry it off after, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's still exposed to oxygen. It's actually better just cut it, rip it, spray it as soon as you take it out. Oh, it's had 2 seconds worth of air. Did it turn black? No. Why?
<We're good.
laughs> Because it's fucking sealed now, you dopey bitch.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
And it'll read through the Verithane, and the Verithane won't.
Well, the Verithane
won't break it down.
Not satin finish. No, it's just Verithane. It's like a clear coating spray. It's like super thin. Nice. Seals. It's what it's designed to fucking do.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I don't know. You can bet that when I'm going to do that on SKTFM.TV, I'll show people how to do that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, $4 later. Oh, wow. I buy my DVDs for $4.
How about you?
You stupid fuck. I read this and like, within 10 minutes, I figured out a hardware hack for this. You know, are the people who design this shit so incredibly fucking inept that they don't even understand?
You know what? The people who designed it got their job done.
Like, seriously,
they sold it. They sold it Disney, and Disney ran away with it, right?
Fucking guess
they
so.
They got their money.
And one of these guys needs to make a trip to Home Depot. That's all I got to say. Oh, shit, they can do that? Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, fuck.
But they still can't copy it, though, right? No, no.
No, they can't copy it, no, but they can defeat the entire purpose, you know, with a $4 can of spray paint.
Yeah.
Also, going along, we have the Uber database. Defense Department, Uber geeks at DARPA are soliciting proposals for a comprehensive searchable database of individual human lives, encompassing every communication, encounter, transaction, even feeling generated by a lifetime of social interaction. This is yet another one of those nasty echelon total fucking crazy sort of links. Check that out. It's right there. It's from the Register. And, of course, remember the total information awareness?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's been changed now. That's now the terrorism information awareness, because that's easier to sell.
That's a better name, yeah.
Yeah, Roland Casey Saul and Megaproc Man sent me this. And the DARPA Terrorism, formerly Total Information Awareness Program, is research and development project. The project is integrated in testing information technology tools. DARPA affirms that TIA's research and testing activities are only using data and information that is either A, foreign intelligence and counterintelligence information legally obtained and usable by the federal government under existing law. Oh, that's okay then.
That's good.
Or B, wholly synthetic artificial data that has been generated for research purposes only to resemble a model of real-world patterns of behavior.
That seems reminiscent.
That's a little frightening, actually.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, oh, okay, so if it's terrorist, then we don't need to worry because nothing we do is terrorist, right?
That's right.
Wrong.
Or do you?
We're all terrorists. Sabo sent me this. Here's the thing. From a legislative bill, Oregon Senate Bill 742, Section 19, Chapter, no shit, 666, defines the unlawful labeling of a sound recording.
What?
As terrorism.
Unlawful labeling of a sound recording?
I'm not kidding.
What does that mean?
And it would make it punishable by a minimum life sentence, minimum life sentence of 25 years in prison. Without parole.
Okay.
After 25 years, if they're fortunate, the state might allow them to find employment at a forest or work camp or similar post-prison supervision. I'm not kidding. Check it out. Here's the link. You like that?
That doesn't even... I got to find out what unlawful labeling of a sound recording
is. Other acts described as terrorism include, but are not limited to, blocking traffic.
Oh, my God.
School walkouts.
What?
Computer crime. There's a blanket one. Computer crime. This 25 years life. Accepting a bribe. 25 years life. Minimum 25 years.
Whoa.
Theft and burglary.
These are pretty broad. These cover a lot of stuff.
Oh, you shoplifted? You could be charged with terrorism.
Drove away without paying for your gas accidentally?
unauthorized use of a vehicle. That's terrorism.
What?
Unlawful labeling of a videotape.
Oh, my God.
Is terrorism. 25 years. Unlawful recording of a live performance.
Oh, my God.
Bootlegging is now terrorism. 25 years minimum fucking sentence.
That's insane. That's terrorism.
This goes way beyond terrorism.
Oh,
you think Grateful Dead aren't doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Negotiating a bad check. You write a bad check because, you know, you don't keep track of your fucking funds. Oh, terrorist, 25 years to life for a bad check.
Oh, my God.
Dogfighting. That one I'm not really too bad with. I think people who dogfight are generally pieces of shit. I don't think they deserve 25 years in jail.
Probably not.
Maybe a good shit kicking, but not 25 years in jail. Okay, yeah. Like, come on, man. Fucking, that's not cool. Delivery of an imitation controlled substance.
Imitation controlled substance.
Delivery of an imitation controlled substance.
Interesting.
So if I sell somebody cocaine and it's not really cocaine, that's terrorism.
It's better if you sold them cocaine.
Jesus fuck, man.
Hey?
Producing fake IDs. Using another person's driver's license. Oh, you're 15 and you're going to use that 21-year-old's driver's license that you got to get into the bar?
Jail.
25 years in jail. Getting ass rammed. Have a day. Bring the lube. Drunk driving and selling cigarettes to a minor.
Oh, because you're a terrorist.
Wow. This is unfucking real. Like, I'm not actually gifted verbally to convey you how fucked this is. You know what I mean? Like, how do you...
Here it comes, people, marching slowly,
you know,
through the streets.
And then I think about The Patriot, which I saw the other day, and I wonder what's actually the difference between me and one of those guys who are, like, you know, burning the flag and, like, stockpiling weapons and all that good Tim McVeigh stuff.
Yeah. What's that saying you say? It's you're only a terrorist.
You're only a terrorist until you win the war, and then you're a rebel.
That's right.
Because let's not forget that America was founded by terrorists.
Yes.
It's a people terrorist who... state.
Yes.
Okay, they, like, rebelled against their people and fucking slaughtered them and en masse and fought from the bushes. They actually fought a guerrilla war, a terrorist war.
Yeah.
And you can fucking dress that any way you want, but that is the fact, Jack. So, that's just really frightening that they're...
I'm surprised they haven't included unlawful broadcasting into there.
Oh, dude. Oh, no, I'm fucked. We are fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, with the amount of shit that we've done, unlawful piracy and fucking music and blah, 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 we didn't get Marilyn Manson's permission to play those fucking songs, man.
No, I don't remember getting it, no.
No. So, I mean, I personally don't think he'd give a shit.
Marilyn wouldn't. His record company might.
I think Marilyn would probably...
He'd probably step to bat.
He'd probably come up and just say, no, fuck off, leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know, but seriously, though, you know, like... I'm really glad that I'm not an American right now. You know,
it's scary.
I'm starting to really feel bad for all our American listeners.
They gotta watch every single thing. Don't leave your home. You're a terrorist if you do.
Well, the thing is they gotta enforce it, right? But the thing is, if they get busted and the government decides they're fucked, they are fucked good and hard.
Yeah.
Good and hard. You know what I mean? And there was a line in that movie, The Patriot. You know, what's worse? You know, being a colony of England, you can have one tyrant 3,000 miles away, or you can have 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away, which is pretty fucking true, man.
Yeah.
The government has gone so fucking fucked up, you know, and I mean, my government's fucked too.
And they've got it. So if you speak out against any of this,
you're fucked.
It's over.
You're fucked. We're the last great medium right here, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's entirely possible you and I may wind up being fucking champions and getting arrested and shit.
Could be.
You know, we could lose our jobs for this.
Oh,
you know,
sure as hell try, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, give me a break, man. If it came down heavy and you were starting to get in shit and blah blah blah, and you were considered a security risk and all the rest of it,
yeah.
You know, you'd probably get shit canned, and I sure shit wouldn't be able to go ahead with the plans I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, I'd get fucking shit. Of course, they start fucking with my life on a personal level. They're just pissing me off generally now.
Yeah.
Okay. At that point, yeah, I'd really go off the deep end, and I'd have Angelica.
What would you have to lose?
If they took my wife away from me...
Not much.
I'd make Tim McVeigh look like Mr. Fucking Dress Up. I'm here to tell you. If they took my wife away, fuck, man. I'd go completely Colonel Kurtz. I would go so Colonel Kurtz, it wouldn't even be funny. I'd just be like,
time to gather the army.
Seriously, what do we do? What do we do, man? We get on the radio and we, you know, I have a dream of a snail. You know, it's, you know, seriously, you know, they can't let us write fuck on our airplanes.
Because it's obscene.
Because it's obscene when we drop fire on people. You know, like, Jesus Christ. What a fucked up world we live in, man. It just really boggles my mind. I really feel bad, you know. I think you start doing the dangerous stuff, where you start hitting, like, assaultweb.net, where you a well-regulated militia, do a search for that, or assaultweb.net, you start looking at all the kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, very quickly you start getting into a lot of, because I'm, back in the day, like, 10 years ago, you'd look at these fucking guys who were, like, these hardcore, you know, survivalist nuts, and you're like, wow, man, you're fucking pretty unbalanced.
Yeah.
Now you look at these survivalist nuts, and you're like, you know, man, you're making a lot of sense.
Can I be your neighbor?
You know, like, seriously. Seriously.
Well, that's
like,
what they're set up for. For the government to go to shit.
Maybe,
and then
maybe they know something that we fucking don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe, I don't know, man. Maybe some of these guys, yeah, some of these guys are probably pretty unbalanced. But I don't know, dude. Like, fuck, dude, something's got to give here pretty quick. And what if they do start putting people in camps, man? What do you do? I mean, the American war machine's so massive now, you can't go against the American fucking army.
Well, you got to head it off when they come for your neighbors.
Well, the thing is, though, is I think that I would have enough faith in the men and women who are the soldiers that at some point even the soldiers go, whoa, man, this is fucked up. You know what I mean? Because eventually there's a lot of really smart people who are involved with the special forces and stuff like that. And they see this shit, too. You know that all these soldiers are... They're just...
Well, the unfortunate thing is all... You never hear about this. Do they put that in the news? Guess what? You can't tape
the media
live broadcast because you're going to go to jail for 25 years minimum.
Yeah.
Would they put that in the news?
No, of course not.
People would panic. People would be riots in the street.
It's
be like,
a good thing. It's a good thing they don't too, because you know we'd be out of a job.
But, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
which we don't get paid for. But you know, Radio Free America, right here. The chair is against. You know, that's
emphasis
a movie
on free.
That's a movie I haven't seen in a long time. Is Red Dawn? When was the last time you saw Red Dawn?
Never. I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Red Dawn? Well, that's your problem right there.
It is.
If you'd have seen Red Dawn at a good age, and you would have been fucking fine. Did you ever see First Blood?
Yes, a long time ago.
You saw First Blood, but you've never seen Red Dawn. I cannot fucking believe you have never seen
Red. It is a classic movie. That's
it. Jesus Christ, it's great. It's a great movie, man. It's like the original fucking Michigan Militia fucking movie. Like Tim McVeigh's favorite film, Red Dawn. It was an awesome fucking movie. Awesome. Anyway, in the cryptozoological world, we have strange creatures as Porsche's Maru'd women indoors. Strange creatures are stalking Africa. Women in Maru, headquarters of Maru local government in the area of Zamfara, wherever the fuck that is, have been forced to remain indoors in the evenings for fear of a strange creature which chases them. The news agency of Nigeria, NAN, learned that the mysterious creature, said to be half-human, half-horse, which half, usually appeared in the early hours of the morning and in the evenings. The appearance of the strange creature has crippled the socioeconomic activities of the town, especially at night, as people stay at home from 4 p.m. until morning. The creature's bleed to have surfaced in different locations of the town, causing so much anxiety and fear among residents, particularly women. When contacted to comment on the issue, one of the sons of Emir Mau, Aliji, whatever the fuck, we got like a huge handle here. Emir of Mau, Aliji Isemaru, said the rumor was strong and we are still trying to get to the root of it.
The rumor was strong.
Well, fucking shoot it.
We only have blurry photos at this point.
We only got blurry photos, but fucking whatever. Next time you see something blurry in your scope, fucking light that bitch up like a Czechoslovakian Christmas tree. On to the cult watch in investigation night. Everyone knows that I fucking hate petitions.
Yeah.
I fucking hate petitions.
They're pretty much useless. Look, I got 10,000 signatures on this piece of paper.
Well,
crash.
These ones actually go. So, but, you know, push with the cock you got. It doesn't actually take any effort to do this one.
Yeah.
So this one I'm going to endorse. Investigation. This is not weak. A number of signatures at this date is 6,023 so far, and people are signing using their real names, identifying themselves as U.S. citizens. The Department of Justice is required to pay attention to this petition. The support is unbelievable. Most petitions are useless, I agree, but remember the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment and petition the government for redress of grievances. So apparently there's something in the American rights that can do this. This is what this country was built upon. It's a risk, maybe it's a moral masturbation, but I'll do everything I can to seek these people brought to justice, true justice. In fact, I think it should be another Nuremberg trial. It's international. Half the world's governments want to cook these fuckers. Let's make this thing huge. And this is Petition Online Against Scientology. Yes, yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. Some of the signatures, when you read them, are pretty funny. Like, some guys are like, they broke into my house and urinated on my white carpet. You know, stuff like that, where they're kind of making fun of it and shit.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are like, no, these people are evil. They need to be stopped. So there's like 6,000 signatures on this thing. I think that people should spread it around. If you want to... Yeah, a lot of people want to strike out against Scientology. Well, here's one try. I mean, you know, it may not do shit, but what the hell? They squeeze off a round and see what happens. So, there's that. Now, then we're on to the alien problem. This is from Alien Binary.
Who's not an alien.
Who's not an alien. Now, we all know that I believe fully in aliens. And I believe they're actually here, and they're fucking currently influencing our government. Because, you know, after we all become completely dominated by our own government, we'll probably welcome our alien invaders.
That's part of the plan.
Now, here is one of the weakest explanations I've heard yet for the outbreak of the severe... for SARS. Now, incidentally, 3,000 people die every day from malaria. Okay, there's only been 500 deaths so far total from SARS.
Yep.
3,000 people. Oh, good song.
And I think
good song.
I think it's 8,000 die from AIDS each day.
What is that? Who's that? The
Anarchy, KMFDM.
Oh, is it? Fuck. Ooh, that's bad. I didn't even recognize that. That's so bad.
Bad, Sean. Bad.
Bad, Sean.
Back to KMFDM for class.
The cure for SARS virus might be especially elusive if the organism not found on Earth. A group of scientists in the United Kingdom asserts that the virus came from a few blah, 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 SARS may hail from outer space. The idea may sound like a joke, but scientists are quite serious. Although I don't dismiss the idea flat out, not completely at least, I'd be very cautious at this point with the source of the theory. The World Health Organization has been working ever since the epidemic began to find its origin and a cure. Sometimes, in science, like everything else, it just can't be done. Fuck off. All too often, people come up with a scapegoat concept to take the pressures off themselves. It's the British, remember? Okay, now, the one thing I've noticed here is that... there's a group of Russian scientists. Now, this I said this in the news. This was covered a few weeks ago.
Okay.
There was a group of Russian scientists who said it's an engineered virus. This is man-made.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay. And what country's got lax terrorism laws? Canada. Where are all these SARS cases showing up? Toronto.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Fuck, am I the only guy who's got a clue here or what? You know, Jesus.
God hates terrorists.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
God kills terrorists.
No, terrorists are bringing fucking bioweapons, man. It's a bioweapon. It's proven to be a bioweapon. The Russians said, this is a bioweapon. And maybe somebody got it out. Maybe somebody got a hold of this thing.
It's a slow, lame bioweapon that kills only 90% chance of dying.
Yeah, but the terrorists don't know that shit. So they get their hands on this fucking bioweapon. They don't know how hard-ass it is. They infect a bunch of their guys and send them over here. They wanted it to be a death toll through the roof, but the weapon is faulty.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, well, we killed a couple of people, whatever.
Yeah.
They've killed more than they did with a fucking bomb, but they just haven't taken credit for it because it's a bioweapon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fuckload more plausible than it came from
outer
space.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
It came in a meteor. Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off.
Somebody licked it.
Now, there's a really sweet bike because I've been kind of getting into the kit. So I was looking for the ultimate mountain bike. And I think I found one, which I'm going to have to post in the IRC because it's not there. Now, everyone knows that I've got a boner for Humvees, right? Well, apparently, they make a mountain bike. And I'm not kidding. These ones are the ones that are used by the U.S. Army as an airdroppable mountain bike. It's called the Hummer bike. Very, very cool. It's expensive. There's one on eBay right now for $800, which is, I guess, you know, for a high-quality mountain bike, that's not a
lot.
For
a military kind of...
Well, it's the one that's issued. It's the one that's issued to the army as the airborne fucking mountain bike that they can fold down and shit like that. So I'm like, wow,
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd like to get one. I'd like to get one. They're pretty expensive though.
If you want compact?
Yeah,
this is compact.
Well, you can backpack it up a hill and fucking go right back down. And for those assholes who can't ride a bike like Smokehouse because he's a gimp, we have a new Pimpmobile, the purple Pimpmobile, which is a pimped out wheelchair with lights that glow underneath.
Lowered.
It's fucking the slam. Very, very cool shit. Now, everyone knows that we're all very, very concerned about our wives. Everyone's concerned about your wife or girlfriend. Like, if you're not concerned, go see the movie Breakdown, and that'll fuck you up for days.
You won't let go of her end.
Oh, my God, was I fucking brutal at that movie. Holy shit. I would have killed me a whole lot of yokels. Anyway, yeah, the whole thing with my wife being assaulted when I'm not around.
Not so cool.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
No, people grabbing my wife, not cool. Not cool. Now, apparently there's a lot of people who think it's not cool. So they created this, the no-contact jacket. Now, are you familiar with this? Did you send me
this?
Yeah,
I sent you this. Probably a lot of people did.
No.
No?
No, you're it.
I saw it all over the IRC.
No, this is some fucking, is some sexy fat shit. A lot of people think, oh, Sean already knows that one. That's so cool. No, send it to me, okay?
Just do it.
All right? Just fucking do it. The no-contact jacket is a wearable defensive jacket created to aid women in their struggle for protection from violence. Okay, just as a note, men are 10 times more likely to be a victim of violence than women are. But anyway, when activated by the wearer, 8,000 volts of low-amperage electric current pulses through below the surface of the shell of the entire jacket. This exo-electric armor prevents any person from unauthorized contact with the wearer's body. In human speak, that means if you touch me, you get fucking baked. If an assailant were to grab hold of the wearer, the high voltage shocking exterior would interrupt their neurological impulses with a control with controlled voluntary muscle movement.
How nice of them!
Jesus,
to say
that's
it that way.
If you grab me, it will fucking blow your goddamn arm off. The neuromuscular system will be overwhelmed, causing disorientation and loss of balance. Yeah, it'd be like, your fucking arm. Ah, my arm! Jesus Christ, this is the most politically correct description of getting your ass shocked off I've ever heard in my life. Loss of balance to occur, and of course, pain.
Pain.
Ah! You know, the pain experience is non-lethal.
Well,
80,000 fucking volts? Yeah. 3 times that of a stun gun? The pain experience is non-lethal, but enough of a shock to effectively and immediately deter contact with her body and provide critical life-saving option for escape. Okay, that won't provide a critical moment. That'll provide a critical moment for you to sit down, have a smoke, probably read a book for a while fucking buddy is still doing the fucking bacon. Fuck chicks. I want one of these.
Oh, yeah.
But if somebody can find out a price on that fucking thing, I am buying one.
It's body armor.
It's fucking... How do you get arrested wearing this exactly?
Come get me.
If you see the jacket...
I am body electric.
It doesn't look like a fucking weapon jacket. It looks like a really sleek, sexy coat.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck are the cops going to arrest you with this?
You could probably put it inside another jacket.
You wear it externally. It's an external coat.
Yeah.
The coat's designed. Fuck them. I would cross this with that thermoptic cam and fuck, I am good to go, bitch. I am fucking amazing
the
after that.
The cloak of invisibility that the Japanese are putting out?
Yeah, that one.
Put it all together.
You betcha. And then we'll dress this up in a chick who's a wicked expert at Aikido. I am arrest proof. You want to put handcuffs on me? I don't think so. It'd be like, fucking, the cops couldn't get their hands on you. That is an amazing piece of kit. I'm like, wow, that's some sexy shit. If that's available, I want to buy that for my wife, like, tomorrow. That's so fucking dope.
That's so dope.
I'm like, wow, that's super cool. Along with my little wrist locator. But actually, Dark One was getting a little concerned there for a while when cult was at its really high point.
Yeah.
And because there was, like, people who were, like, you know, unofficial cult people who were kind of keeping an eye on Adrian.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a weakness of mine, right? So any
people
fucking...
would strike for that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course... she's sort of a weakness, but sort of not, because I know she's a weakness, and I've done enough reading to know that if they took my wife, I would do nothing. I would assume my wife is immediately dead. I have an Israeli sort of conflict, but if you take my wife, it's like the Jackal. The Jackal actually declared war on France, little known fact. The international terrorist known as the Jackal, and for those of you who don't know, there really, never mind the movie, there really was a terrorist named the Jackal who was a psycho motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The French government decided, hey, this guy's dating a chick in fucking France here. Let's arrest her and fucking hold her and tell him to give himself up. They essentially took his wife hostage. The Jackal phoned the French government and said, you have got fucking 48 hours to let my wife go or I will declare war on France.
Really?
No shit.
Yeah.
48 hours later, they don't let her out. He starts destroying major power infrastructures.
Ooh.
Huge fucking cost-damaging shit. And
they're like...
Three fucking power structures later, they let the wife go. She leaves the country. That's it. It's over. So even one guy beat France. I'm like...
You just gotta be smart. You gotta...
The Jackal is a motherfucker. Yeah. He got arrested. He got taken down, or so they say.
Yeah.
But, that's quite the shit. I mean, don't fuck with that guy, man. Very, very cool. No media review as such. I mean, I recommended those two books, which would be...
And the movies.
And the movies. So, yeah, we already went through that. Nothing's remiss with the normals. Yes. On to the digital baptisms. Yes. Gotta like that shit. What do we got? Tonight's digital baptism is Nebula's girlfriend. Remember the one I said was Nebula Goldfish? Wasn't Goldfish.
Goldfish?
Yeah, she does. It was a goldfish. She needs a name, so okay. I'm supposed to name her.
Okay.
And she's someone who's a newbie. You know, she's not really sure what's going on with this whole WOG thing. You know, she doesn't understand the whole WOG concept. That's kind of lost on her. She doesn't really know what's going on there.
Right.
But we're gonna give you a new name. And her name, this one I'm really proud of, Nebula's girlfriend is now known as Shinobi-Wan. As in Obi-Wan Kenobi, only it's Shinobi-Wan.
Shinobi-Wan.
Shinobi from the Japanese version being ninja, and Wan from Obi-Wan. So right. Shinobi-Wan.
Very cool. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Joe, you're getting a very special name, actually. Joe is the guy who is in the IRC right now.
Yep.
But I had this fucking just amazing dream last night for a digital baptism. It was a fucked up dream where I was in this weird, dark, like, absolutely fucked up circus. And there was, like, no shit. And there was all these, like, apes and shit like that. But the apes weren't, like, you know the little monkeys and then the guy with the crank box going...
Monkeys got the little hat.
And a little hat. Yeah, it was like that. Only all the apes were fucking huge and they got jaws. Okay. And they were, like, ripping the crowd apart and stuff like that. Mm. And the guy was sitting there and he had this box and he's going... And it's ripping these people apart and shit like that. And I look back and...
He's, like, controlling all of them with this music box.
And they're just beating people with these huge steel tankard mugs and shit. And they're murdering the crowd.
Yeah.
And I looked over and I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm the organ grinder." And I thought, and I remember waking up going, "That's an awesome online name." So, Joe, you are now the organ grinder, which is what those little boxes are called. They're called organ grinders.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is an awesome fucking name. So I really dig that name. So, Joe, you are now the organ grinder. And World War I Russian paratrooper, who has been around for a long time, knows his name is too fucking long.
It's cool.
So, it is cool. It is cool. But we're going to change his name. His name is now Zarathustra.
Yep.
From Friedrich Nietzsche's Thus Spoke Zarathustra, which is the one where he claims that God is dead and man can be superior if he just accepts it, blah, 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 blah. Nietzsche's one of the most misquoted dudes in history.
Very cool.
But there it is. So, World War I Russian paratrooper, you are now Zarathustra. Thanks for coming out.
Very cool.
Special shouts out tonight to Wog of War and Alien Binary and all the people who I didn't actually mention their names when they sent me the news links. I really do love the news links. Thank you so much. If I don't mention a news link you sent me, it's not because I hate your guts. It's just because I can only have so much time and I've got to get through the show, blah, 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 blah. If you want to help the show, though, and you want to spread the word, the best thing you can do is spread the word. But get two people hooked on the show. That's our number one way of fighting back. That's the number one way. I mean, because no one ever guessed that we'd ever get this big. No one ever thought that we'd ever, you know, get the size we are. And with the way the world is going, it's getting kind of scary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The people who understand that in the IRC tonight, those of you who have shown up, we're going to go through the IRC again. We've got APOC, Cow, Miss Terrorist, Shade Terrorist, Terrorist Crippled God, Terrorist of Evil. Awesome. Awesome. Nice. Absent Talisman. Absent Talisman. Incidentally, guys really like getting their dicks sucked because it's just kind of like a sensation thing.
Yeah.
Generally. And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, a domination thing. It's like there's not much more, like, of a, you know, guys like being in charge. It's like a male domination thing. It's sort of like, I don't know. That's kind of where it's at. So it's got, you know, certain psychological and other factors for it. Anyway, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Angelica, Fix CZ91. Angelica, like, how long have you been fixing that goddamn CZ? APOC, Blung, C4, Cabot, Cookie Mon, Copper Top, Cyborg Chicken, Damon Xet, Damion, Digital Sewage, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic Order, Dorky Terrorist, Dr. Chris, Earth Scum, Evangelion, FG Linux, RX, Flood Magnet, Fun with Bridges, Gluco, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hadrian, as in Hadrian's Wall, Hex Freak, Husky, Judging Eagle, K16, Night Hell, Casey Terrorist, K-Boy Terrorist, Kello, Kexler, Lento, Lowrider, Mary Bell Version, Melican, Mick J, Fuck XP. So he's now troubleshot the problem down to XP. Midnight Guard, who sent me a story, and thanks for that input, by the way, man. Mr. Echo, my eyes are bleeding. Naughty Ski, Nitric Node, Organ Grinder, very cool, he likes the name, nice. Paladin, Psycho, Quiff, Rat O Terror, Red Five Rich, Ricky Rockin, Rumbling Terrorist, Sapphire, Shag, Sideslide, Sirdork, SKTFM, Datamonker, South Boss Samurai. Hey, buddy, we're supposed to get together for coffee tomorrow, so give me a call in the morning. Don't bother calling me tonight because my phone's off. Sparky, Spudly, Starbaby, Stats. Oh, incidentally, Southpaw Samurai. Peacekeeper, wants to hook up with us for coffee tomorrow, too, because he's coming out with some really hot Russian chick he met named Olga, which is kind of nice. Sparky, Spelly, Star Baby, Stats, Dowdy Cheese, Terrorist Bug, News God 1, Templar Knight, Transistor, Turmoil, Turn Terrorist, Tide, Unselfish Replicant. That's an awesome fucking name. I really
Unselfish
dig
Replicant.
That. Yeah, I really dig that name.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi Terrorist, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, Zarathustra, I might check that spelling, dude. I think he might actually have a Z on it, but I like it with the
I posted it in the IRC, so...
Did you?
Yep.
Okay. Yerky, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Low, and say thanks to IRC Cops.
Thank you.
Who's the IRC Cops?
You have IRC Ops. Those are the people that control the whole IRC, the other side, so maybe they helped us out. I don't know.
Did they?
I don't know.
Well, there's enough of them.
Yep.
Well, I didn't do shit. I'm one of them, and you're
another
No.
Not those ops. The ops of the other side, not the ops of this channel.
Oh.
Like, the big ops.
The big O.
That kill and ban and create channels and...
Oh, yeah. Uber ops.
Uber ops, yeah.
Yeah,
the
ops
big ones.
Above all others.
Yes.
Well, I imagine they must... Do they know we exist?
Like, oh, yeah, we're the big channel.
Are we?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or one of them, anyway.
Are we?
Yeah, we've been around very long time on the other side.
Well,
they're very nice to us. We thank them.
Wasn't Sean supposed to get the book like 4 shows ago? what book? Oh, we talk about my book? Yeah. Everyone, Mick J is the one who's currently editing my book. Mick J's like, oh, fuck, what's he doing? What's he doing? Mick J is currently trying to cipher through all of my bad chicken scratch.
What do these words mean?
And, like, make it up. So, you know, if you want to bug someone, you can bug him, but don't bug him, okay? Because
he's the one holding it up, really.
Yeah. No, it's just like, fuck, the guy's got a life. I mean, we're talking about a lot of text here, okay?
Yeah.
So he's got to kind of work his way through it. But the sooner he gets it done, then the sooner it's done. Which, you know, if he doesn't want, if you got sick of it, Mick J, let me know. Send me back what you've done, and I'm sure we can, you know, make it a group effort to try to edit this fucking thing. Anyway, Sean is losing his mind. Sean is losing his mind. Yeah. So that's about it for tonight's show. Is there anything you want to talk about, Sim? Before we go?
No, I'm cool. I'm cool this week.
You're cool this week? Everything's cool? We're all cool?
We're all cool. You're cool.
Are you cool?
I'm cool. We're cool.
I'm cool. Running around, rubbing banks all wet.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something I was going to talk about. There is something I wanted to mention.
What's that?
Yeah, that's something I'd like to talk about. For those of you out there who, I've been giving it some thought, you know what I mean? Is that we really have no moral code. You know what I mean? Like, people have before, when everyone was, like, Christian and shit, it was like, you know, the Ten Commandments.
It was set.
Yeah, it was set. You know,
there they are.
We had standards, and that's where the, like, IEEE standards. You know, people know. Now, yeah. People know that you cannot fucking progress with a group mindset unless you've got a set of standards.
That's right.
Because you can't
move forward.
Can't have a stuff interface. Everyone's got to work with the same fucking set of standards.
That's right.
Okay. The problem, and I've been thinking, remember last show, I was talking about unit cohesion and how we don't have any cohesion and shit like that.
You all got to agree on certain
fucking
things.
Standards. And if you don't agree with these standards, then fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't, then you're not playing with the group. Well, that's not fair. Fuck fair. There's no such thing as fair. Fair is a fucking human concept.
Make your own group with that one different change.
So what I think we need to do is we need to make up a set of WOG standards, which are like, well, let's not mince words. It's a WOG law. It's a set of laws, man. It's the book of the law. It's Leviticus all over again. We're talking about WOG laws. The laws of the WOGs. These are things that we have decreed that we stand for. You know what I mean? If you've got an idea for something you think, or a list of laws or words or slogans or just like...
Words to live by.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a code of conduct. Because I tried to do it before, and it's hard to think that shit up. So I'd rather put it out to everybody's mind. And if you send me shit I don't like, and you send me like 10 of them, and I go over them, I'm like, well, I can see that. You know, I can't see this. I can't see that. So, you know, but then you have ultimate say. Yeah. I have ultimate fucking say. Okay? It's me right
here.
And
that's the way it works.
And that's the way it is. All right? Everybody needs a figurehead. I'm it. And if you don't like it, fuck off. So we need some, but we do need to get some codes. Otherwise, you know, because people are like, well, what do you stand for? Well, if you don't stand for something, then you stand for fucking nothing. You know what I mean? Like, and you better stand for something. Otherwise, you know, your life is shit. Yeah, pretty much. And you got to be able to do that. So if you've got ideas for, essentially, standards for, like, commandments, standards, laws, whatever the fuck you want to call it, send them in. I'd like to hear them. Theman@rantradio.com. Furthermore, if you've got all these Photoshops, I've seen some awesome Photoshops.
Private message me in the IRC. That's an easy way. Rather than emailing me the big pictures and stuff, just
private message them in the IRSA. Do it now.
Do it.
And we will check you guys next week on next week's show. Thanks so much. And special thanks to you, Smokey, for all the support and shit. And all the rest of it, as well as Mr. Echo and Templar Knight, who are like pretty much the old school guys here now. There's a few other ones. Oh, did you hear that Hellbore's dead?
Yes, I did, actually. Yes.
Yeah,
It was
car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
five days ago or something. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy who was fucking with me when I was running Cult, and then I kicked him out, and this led to this thing called the Basement of the Damned, where there was like all these
good name.
Well, it's a great name. I think it's kind
of
stupid, but whatever. I mean, I did not like Hellbore. I thought Hellbore was a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, and he's dead now. So, that's it for tonight's show. We're going to be on our way out, and if you want to stick around, make sure you show up next week, and we will talk to you then.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come